Hey, welcome to this Calibre Masterclass for Ableton Live 12. Today we're building and arranging a layered phase bass that sits cleanly with drum and bass drums, a mono sub, a textured mid-phase layer with dusty mids, and a short click for crisp transients. We'll use only stock devices and cover sidechaining, transient shaping, saturation and arrangement tricks so the bass breathes with the kick and snare. Let's get into an overview. You'll make a three-chain instrument rack, sub, mid-phase and click. The sub is a pure sine low-end, mono and sidechain to the kick. The mid-phase is a wavy-double layer with phase movement plus subtle saturation and redux for dust. The click is a short percussive transient to sharpen the attack. We'll route everything through a bass bus with targeted compression and multi-band ducking, then arrange and automate phase and dust to create movement. Start by creating your drum group first, and route kick and snare into a kick-snare subgroup. This saves time for sidechain later. Now insert a new MIDI track and drag an instrument rack onto it. Open the rack and create three chains, name them SUB, mid-phase and click. SUB chain. Drop operator or a wavy-double set to assign into the SUB chain. If you use operator, pick a sign on oscillatory only and set the octave to around -2 so the fundamental sits roughly 40-80 Hz depending on your root note. Keep the amp envelope immediate. Attack 0 ms, sustain full, release around 80-150 ms depending on how punchy you want it. After the synth, add utility, and set width to 0% so the sub is strictly mono. Then add EQ 8, you can add a gentle low shelf at 35-40 Hz for perceived weight and crucially put high cut on this chain so it only handles bass up to about 120-180 Hz, a steep slope like 48 dB/octave works well. Finally, place a compressor and enable sidechain, selecting your kick or the drum group as the input. Start with ratio around 4:1, attack 3-8 ms, release 80-160 ms, and set the threshold so the sub ducks when the kick hits. Optionally, add a limiter after everything for safety, ceiling around -0.3 dB. Mid-phase chain. Drag wavy-double into mid-phase. For oscillator A, choose a warm, harmonic table. Analog or saw style works. Set A around -1 or 0 octave and enable oscillator B for extra harmonic content. Use slight detune between A and B or set an interval for richness. To create phasey movement, automate or modulate wavy-double position slowly, or use oscillator B to frequency modulate A. Small amounts of FM go a long way. Add moderate unison. 2-4 voices. Slight detune and a small spread to get movement. After the synth, place a phaser. Rate very slow, around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, or sync it to full bars if you want rhythmic movement. Keep feedback low to medium and dry/wet around 15-35% so it's musical, not chorused. Now the dusty mids processing. Start with EQ 8 and high pass at around 60 Hz so the sub remains with the SUB chain. Add a small mid boost between 200-800 Hz if you want body, and cut any boxiness around 300-400 Hz. Add saturator with a drive of 2-4 dB using soft sine or analog clip to add harmonic grit. Then add redux for subtle bit reduction. Try bits around 10-12 and downsample limited to about 8-12 kHz. Keep it subtle so you create dust without killing the body. Finish with multiband dynamics and apply mild compression across the midband. 1-2 dB gain reduction is enough to glue the dust. Place a utility at the end of this chain so you can flip polarity if the mid cancels with a sub. Flip it and listen for any change in low-end energy. Click chain. Drop simpler into the click chain and load a short click or 808 click sample. Trim it to the attack portion and keep the length very short, around 40-80 ms. Pitch it to match your root if needed, but keep it up in the 3-8 kHz range. Process with EQ8. High pass below 800 Hz and boost around 3-6 kHz for attack. Add drum bus to raise the transient knob and a touch of drive, then a fast compressor. Attack 0-1 ms, release 40-80 ms, ratio around 3:1, to shape snap. Balance chain volumes within the rack so the click complements the mid and sub. Map macros for quick performance. Map macro 1 to sub level. Macro 2 to MID driver MID dust link saturator drive and redux wet/dry, macro 3 to phase amplitude phaser dry/wet and wavy-double position range, and macro 4 to click level. Also map a macro to chain volume or a chain selector if you want immediate on/off control. Group the instrument rack track and make a bass bus with an FX rack on it. Insert multiband dynamics to control bands independently. Keep the lower band mostly glued but avoid squashing it. Apply more control to the mids if needed. Add a compressor on the bass bus with external sidechain to the drum group or kick. Use a gentle ratio, around 2.54:1, attack 6:12 ms and release 6:120 ms. For precision, use multiband dynamics to duck primarily the sub band so the mid stays present while the sub makes room for kicks. Arrangement tips. In arrangement view, edit your bass MIDI so the sub sustain fills between kicks, but shortens or mutes quickly around fills. Create tiny gaps on SUB before important snares by automating the SUB level macro, a clean way to let the snare snap. Automate facer dry slash wet and wave eatable position for movement. Speed the facer up for build bars and slow it down for verse. Automate redux wet slash dry to bring in dust before a drop, and bump the click level on drop hits by a couple dB for extra bite. Use clip envelopes for per bar filter moves or create duplicated clips for variations. Before finishing, add glue compressor on the bass bus for light glue, slow attack 10:30 ms, medium release, 1-2 dB gain reduction. Place a final utility. Keep sub width at 0% and widen mid slightly if needed. Always check in mono for phase cancellation and reduce unison spread or invert polarity if the low end collapses. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the mid layer steal the sub. Always high pass your mids. Don't overuse redux. Subtlety is key. Avoid zero attack on sidechain compressors. A small attack preserves transient snap. And check mono often. Unison and phaser can disappear when summed. Pro tips. Use multiband dynamics to duck only the subband, and consider a parallel click channel heavily processed and blended in for extra snap. Automate phaser rate musically, speed it up into drops or build bars. When using wave-eatable, modulate oscillator phase or position with a slow LFO for organic phase shifts, and bounce loops to test translation on phones and in a car. Mini exercise to practice with a 90-174 BPM DNB loop. Build the three-chain rack. Program a bass line with root on the kick, sidechain the sub to the kick, shape the mid with wave-eatable and phaser and add redux subtly, then add the click chain and glue on a bass bus. Arrange 8 bars, where bars 1-4 are slow phase, bars 5-6 increase phase and dust, bars 7-8 mute the SUB 1 beat before the drop and raise click level on drop hits. Export a 16-bar stereo loop and check in mono, fixing any phase issues. Recap, keep the sub mono and sidechained. Bypass the mid layer, use a tight click for transient clarity, apply gentle saturation and subtle redux for dusty mids, and automate phase and dust for movement. Small routing and automation choices will give you that caliber style balance between a tight sub and rustic, facey mids. That's it. Build the rack, map the macros, experiment with tiny automations, and listen in different systems. Small tweaks win the day. Have fun.